Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs on this Yom Kippur season, this Day of Atonement. And we are tagging today Wishing Prosperity and Good Health Wednesday, where 3 John 1 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, we honor you, and we praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord God, that you have set this day, in this season, in this hour, Father God, that we may come and bow down before you and say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full with your glory." Lord God, we thank you that your spirit of truth is dwelling among our hearts and our minds, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare in this atmosphere, Father, the peace, the joy, and the love to abide within our hearts, our minds, and even those around us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who said yes to you, Lord. We thank you for this wonderful call that takes place every Monday through Friday. We ask you, Father, that you continue to have your way. We speak a special blessing upon the messenger this morning, O God, and we know, Father, that your anointing will fill the temple this morning. Fill our temples, O God, with your anointing, that we will hear what the Spirit has for us this day. We thank you, Father, for this Day of Atonement. We give your name glory, praise, and honor for all that you're doing in this season and in this hour. Continue to bless artist life in its entirety, Father God, that wonderful event. We thank you, Lord, that you have your hands in place in those that are working, Father God. I thank you for anointing them in a special way. We give your name glory. We give your name praise for all that you're doing in this season, in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there? I know I heard you earlier. Are you there, host?
Good. Yes, I was muted.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Good
God
morning.
Bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for that tag, Wishing Prosperity and Good Health Wednesday, 3 John, the second verse. Oh, God is just so good. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you so much for starting our day with that powerful prayer. Now, I am Minister Wanda from Chicago, and if this is your first time, we welcome you. I would also now like to tell you how this telecommunication sanctuary got started. And it got started in October 2010 with two dynamic, phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. It was also established on a scripture, and that scripture is Psalms 88:13. "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now we start in prayer, and we also end in prayer. We also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So next time, invite your friends and family. It's a wonderful way for them to start their day. You can get messages from the beginning of the call by going to our website, which is www.themastercall.com. .net. Again, www.themastercall.net. And all our messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, we have a theme each year, and the theme for this year is in 2018. For the year is in 2018 through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, which on you may have a prayer request or a praise report, which on every Friday now, we do have a part two of this TMC call. If so, please submit all your information to info@themastercall.net. Again, that's info@themastercall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, God has blessed us to be a part of this phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established through the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now Artists Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier. Now, if you would like to find out more about our company, you can get with the person that invited you. We also have the New Morning Motivational Call held Monday through Friday, right after this call. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294617, pound. Again, that's 712-770-4005, PIN 294617, pound. Now, if you're being charged for this call, we do have a bypass number, which is free, and that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Now, today is our Awareness Wednesday, where we have Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And we will be, those are our speakers for today. And on the MMC call, the topic today is going to be on eczema. Hopefully, you will join us right after this call. Now, we are headed for our Artist Conference, which is the regional event at the Radisson Hotel, Cincinnati Riverfront, Covington, Kentucky. You can register at your back office for $39. The number for the hotel is 859-491-1200. Again, that's 859-491-1200. And if you have an AARP discount card or AAA, you are able to get a discount. The room is 119 for October the 5th, the 6th, and October the 7th, you would have to pay $139, but you are able to get a discount if you have AARP or AAA. Now, remember, you must fly in to the CVG Airport. Again, that's CVG Airport. So now I'm going to get out the way, and I'm going to present our speaker, which is none other than Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale is the daughter of Euro and Patricia, which is deceased Lauderdale, and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, where she earned a BS degree in criminal justice in 1990. She is single, saved and satisfied with Jesus. She is the mother of one, a son, Kalon Williams. Tiffany is currently employed by the city of Culver City. In the transportation department, she is also a transformation professional with a Christian-based health and wellness company called Artist International, which is Artist Life Now. She has served several years as parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles, a golfing organization, and has held several offices in the Western Baptist State Convention during the 1980s through 2002. Tiffany has always been an active member of her church. She is currently a member of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where the pastor is Bishop Kenneth Ermer. Minister Tiffany loves to travel, encourage, and support others, especially her son, Kalon. She is a basketball mom and is training him to be a young man in the army of God. She believes that she should raise her son in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Minister Tiffany understands that the Master's call has blessed her with the opportunity to not only mature in her spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Tiffany's favorite passage of scripture is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Now we're going to allow the speaker to come forth and share the word with us. Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for introducing me today. I love you, and I say thank you so much for serving us in excellence. To Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, our prayer general, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us today and for that profound and powerful tag for today, that we are wishing each of you prosperity and good health Wednesday. So into where the Lord has me this morning. I've been up since about 2:30 Pacific Standard Time. So yes, that's way early, but I'm excited because when I woke up this morning, I woke up just saturated in the presence of God. And I'm telling you guys, put on your seatbelts because this day is going to be absolutely astonishing. Well, first of all, I have to say thank you to the two phenomenal women of God that he has placed on this platform who absolutely said yes to the mission and mandate that God had given them, and that is to Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I so admire and admonish you from the bottom of my heart, and I thank you for your obedience to do what God's will is for your lives. And so, in each of you who have dialed in, thank you for being here on the Master's Call this morning. We are definitely excited to have each of you here, and we pray that you would continue to move forth with us here in this telecommunication sanctuary. And I know you guys are going to hear the fire smoke detector in the background. It needs a battery. So if you hear a little beep, that's what that beep is. Okay, but anyway, happy, happy, happy Day of Atonement 2018 to each and every single one of you. I'm going to follow the path of one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, and on certain days of the year, whatever those are, she kind of wants to give you a brief summary of what's going on. And on the 10th, around the 9th, the 10th, and 11th, which was a time of Rosh Hashanah, which began a new year, year 5779, and you'll go back to that. You can look it up. If you have questions about it, get in contact with me later, because I'm not going to be talking about that today. Today I want to just kind of sit with the day of Yom Kippur and the Day of Atonement and really what is happening in this season, because today marks the holiest day of the year. Today does. And so first of all, let me give you a scripture. Let me give you the topic that God has given me this morning, and it may continue, but let me just start. Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Leviticus 23:27 says, "Be careful to celebrate the Day of Atonement. You must observe it as an official day for holy assembly, a day to deny yourself and present special gifts unto the Lord." So today the message is, don't focus on your problems. Stay focused on the promises, because God is preparing you for your next season. Don't focus on your problems. Stay focused on God's promises, because God is preparing you for your next season. See, we are in a season of the tabernacles. This is the holiest season of the year. It started on September the 9th, and now today at the end of this day will be the end of Yom Kippur. And isn't it ironic that during the holiest time of the year, we experience these major catastrophes, these major events in the world which we live in, 9/11, the Hurricane Florence, all around this holiest time of the year? Well, what is going on? What is it that God is telling us? How many of you actually feel the presence of God like never before in this season? But where is your focus? What are you listening to? What are you paying attention to? Are you easily distracted by the messages and the methods and the mechanisms that are in front of you, which allow you to take your eye off of God? Glory be to Jesus. The Day of Atonement is the holiest day of the entire Jewish calendar. This is the day when God says, it's time for your new beginning. But see, you got to let go of some stuff. You got to allow God to refine you, to redefine you, to put you in a place where you are rediscovering you and who you are. Yom Kippur began yesterday at the end of the day, at sundown, and it'll end tonight. And Jewish people all around the world are observing this time. They usually have about 24 to 25 hours of fasting and intensive prayer. They're most of the time in synagogues and in churches, spending time in assembly together. Why? Preparing and positioning themselves for what is to come. They're allowing God to be God. In Zephaniah 3:17, it says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." See, God aims to exalt himself by working for those who position and wait on him. Atonement refers to the forgiving or the pardoning of sin in general. And it also deals with the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, enabling the reconciliation between God and his creation, which is us. Yes, we all have issues. Yes, we all have circumstances. Yes, we all experience problems in our lives. But if we trust God and if we believe his word and if we have faith in him and if we believe what the word says, then we should not even be focused on those problems that come in our life. When they come in our life, we should be like Superman. When they hit us, they just bounce back off. That's because we are under the supernatural anointing of God. And so in his word are thousands and thousands and thousands of promises which he gave to each and every single one of us, which those promises are not expired. But how many of us are ready to see those promises of God executed in our lives like no other? Well, position yourselves today. I know some of you may have already had breakfast this morning, but if you haven't, I'm asking you to just fast along with me as we go through this day from just this time now to sundown. Just eliminate the meat. I'm just asking something simple. Eliminate the meat from your diet today. Increase your water. Try to make sure you drink at least a gallon of water. Have some fruits and some vegetables today. This is Awareness Wednesday as well. So just put it to the side for just today. I'm telling you, this day is going to be absolutely amazing. It already is because we woke up into a new day. And then as you go through the day, I ask that you will reflect upon the 9 fruits of the Spirit, which you can find that in Galatians 5, 22 to 23. I'm not going to go through each of them, you know, because of time. Not only the 9 fruits of the Spirit, I want you to also look at the 9 gifts of the Spirit, which can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. And look and see where the gifts of the Spirit and you coincide together. What gifts are you operating in this season? Are you utilizing the 9 fruits of the Spirit in your life on a daily basis? No, I didn't say it was going to be easy. It's just part of the process. And then look at the 9 Beatitudes, which can be found in Matthew 5, 33 and 11, because definitely we are blessed. And so I say on this 2018, the 19th day of September 2018, allow your mind to be renewed as you prepare for the next season. Welcome God into your circle, for greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And he has great things in store for each of you. But you have to stay in your lane. Move yourselves out of the way. Get rid of some stuff that you know that God has been telling you to let go of. And trust and believe his word. And so I leave you with this. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Hallelujah. Your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus,
Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me.
TMC family, I love you. Allow yourself to be saturated in the presence of God on this day and forevermore. Back over to you, Minister Wanda.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father God, we just come to you thanking you so much for this day, Lord, the Day of Atonement. And Father God, even after this day, Father God, we want you to continue. Let your presence be upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said you never leave us, so you're always with us. Lord, I lift up your servant, Minister Tiffany. I ask that you will pour back into her everything that she has given out today in the name of Jesus. Bless her in such a special way today, Lord God. Meet the need and continue to use her for your glory in the name of Jesus, and bless her son even the more. And we won't fail to praise you. Father God, we thank you so much for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord. Thank you for your servants, Lord. Because of them, this call is going forth. And Lord, we thank you, and we ask that you will continue to bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for Artist Life connecting us, Lord, this TMC, Telecommunications Sanctuary, that is all about you, Father God. We thank you for using the Diaz de Leon family. Lord, we thank you for blessing them to come together, oh God. Thank you for the vision you've given him and allowing us to be a part of it. Continue to bless them in a special way, Lord. Father, we lift up the sickness everywhere. You know those, oh God, who stand in need of your prayer, Father. Lord, I thank you so much for bringing Minister Jackie back around, Lord God. We ask him that you will continue to bless her, Lord, and keep her, as well as others, Lord. Lord, we lift up the bereaved families, comfort and strengthen them. Give them peace, Lord God, in the midst of the storm. I lift up Sister Mixon's family, Lord, as they go through with the transition of her sister. Bless them, Lord, and keep them. Lord, we lift up North Carolina. Father, you sit high, you look low, you see it all. We ask, Father, that you will touch each and every person. Bless them with food, Lord God. Bless them with shelter, Lord. Most of all, Father God, bless them to come to know you, that you are there, Lord God. You will make a way for them out of no way. And Father, I thank you for the TMC family, every listener under the sound of my voice. I just pray that they will go stronger and richer in you in the mighty name of Jesus. And then Father God, I ask that the people will listen to the playback with that powerful message, Lord God, that it's all about you. Thank you for sending Jesus for us, Lord God. We would have never had another chance had you not sent your son. Now, if you want to hear the message, which I'm sure you probably would, here's the number, 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677#. Again, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN, 957-677#. Don't forget, we're on our way to the regional conference. I want to see you there. I'd love to hug your face. And that is the regional event at the Radisson Hotel. Make sure you register in your back office. It's just $39, and the number is 859-491-1200. Remember to fly in at the CVG Airport. Now, excuse me, make sure you get on the new motivational call, which is right after this call. And the number is 712-770-4005, pin 294, 617-pound, 712-770-4005, pin 294, 617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. And thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Minister Tiffany, will you please come back and close us with a benediction? God bless you.
God bless you. Father God, we just bless you and we thank you for this Day of Atonement 2018. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that we would allow you to be first in everything that we do in this day and every day of our lives. I ask that you will recalibrate us, refocus us, refine us, redefine us, renew us to walk in your plans that you have for each of our lives, and that we will prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospers, God. We believe your word. We believe your promises, and we believe that today will be the beginning of the best days of our lives. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous, in the magnificent, in the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be great. We'll hear you on the TMC on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.